primary day in New York is putting the spotlight on a few races in the Hudson Valley, namely in the state assembly. There are Democratic and Republican primary races in the 98th Assembly District, where freshman Republican incumbent Carl Brabeneck faces John Allegro. The matchup has pitted supporters of the Republican contenders in spats on social media and elsewhere. Plus, a group in which Allegro is active has filed suit against Brabeneck and the State Board of Elections, alleging theft of the organization's name by Brabeneck. United Monroe is the group, and Emily Convert, its chairwoman.
And we're not just a group of people that decided on this name at the last minute. You know, we're already recognized by the Board of Elections. We've already filed campaign finance reports for the last several years. We have a tax ID number. We have a bank account. So for him to have just absconded, the name United Monroe it's really ridiculous that he thought he could just do that and get away with it and that people would still want to vote for him.
United Monroe was created in 2013 by a group of citizens in response to what it felt were unfair decisions by the Monroe Town Board. United Monroe has been a staunch opponent of a proposed 507-acre annexation by the village of Curious Joel. Allegro anticipates being on the ballot in November, no matter the outcome of primary day.
We're on the ballot. We will be on the ballot on November 8th on an independent line. The name of that line, we believe, will be United Monroe. We have an election court date on Friday the 16th.
This civil action is separate from the suit filed by United Monroe. Allegro says he's running because he feels the district's constituents have not been heard in Albany.
The group that I'm a part of, United Monroe, has done a great job of influencing elected officials for the positive. We've been able to get good, honest, civic-minded people elected to local positions. And when it comes to Albany, we've just hit a brick wall.
Brabeneck did not respond to requests for comment in time for this broadcast. He did, however, post a lengthy comment on his campaign Facebook page Tuesday morning, addressing what he called, quote, unfounded and ridiculous allegations. Brabeneck writes, quote, concerning my United Monroe petitions, I must stress that there was neither fraud nor deception when these petitions were circulated. All of the volunteers who circulated my petitions emphasized that my petitions were for an additional independent ballot line, and all of my petitions had my name, the office I am running for, and my home address on them in bold, end quote. The 98th District includes parts of Orange and Rockland counties. In Orange, it includes Port Jervis, Deer Park, Greenville, Minisink, Warwick, Monroe, Tuxedo, and in Rockland, portions of Ramapo. On the Democratic side, Rockland County legislator and Spring Valley resident Aaron Weider faces off against Monroe resident Crystal Serrano. Weider tried for the seat in 2014 and 2012, losing both times in primaries, and Serrano tried in 2014. She says she's been traveling the district and reaching out to the community discussing a number of issues.
I mean, we're talking about taxation. We're talking about our environment. We're talking about our agriculture. We're talking about quality education. We're talking about helping our small businesses in the community who, you know, they are the driving engine, as you hear. How do we support and have them continually sustain their growth and presence in the community?
She says the district's residents are talking about needing access to quality jobs and improving education, including restoring programs that have been cut. Serrano is a former NYPD auxiliary officer and managed care employee. Weider did not respond to a request for comment. And there is a contest in a neighboring district. Rockland Democratic Assemblywoman Ellen Jaffe faces Airmont Planning Board member Thomas Gula in the 97th District. Jaffe has served in the assembly since 2008. Jaffe's work has included sponsoring legislation concerning the East Ramapo School District. You have to be enrolled in a party to vote in the primaries. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office is operating a hotline for anyone who experiences problems at the polls. You can call 1-800-771-7755 or email civil.rights@ag.ny.gov. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.